Welcome to my monthly podcast series titled Becoming a Sage. My name is Jan Fried, but you can call me Dr. Jan. I blog about leading, living, saging, or conscious aging. I am passionate about helping people get from where they are to where they want to be, particularly in the second half of life. I also say I'm out to retire the word retirement. We are not retiring, but we're moving on to something else. And I believe it takes time and intentional thought to successfully move on to what's next in life. Today, I'm interviewing Miriam Arend. Miriam is president of Miriam Arend Consulting, a New York-based consulting agency that specializes in business and personal branding, business strategy, cross-channel content development, and career and management coaching. She is also director of communications at a major nonprofit in the New York metropolitan area. As a brand specialist, content development expert, and management career coach, Miriam draws on a wealth of experience. Most of her career was devoted to magazine publishing. She's the author of a book and numerous articles in magazines, newspapers, including a recent one about the five-step pivot. And we want to learn more about this as we get into our interview here. So for more information about Miriam, please refer to the bio attached to this podcast. Welcome to the series, Miriam.
Thank you so much.
Well, I contacted Miriam after reading her inspiring article in the online publication called Next Avenue. If you're not familiar with this newsletter, online newsletter, please find it. I read almost every article in it, and their tagline is, "Where grown-ups keep growing." And I just love that. And so, once again, I want to thank Miriam for helping me out in this way.
So, my pleasure.
Great. Well, we're just going to get into some questions here. I'm sure my listeners want to know more about, what you do. Actually, before we get going, I was wondering if you have had any experience with Meredith Publishing, because that's located in Des Moines.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
I was
the editor-in-chief of Child Magazine, which was owned by Meredith.
Okay, sure. As I was reading your bio, I thought, I'm sure that she has connections with Meredith Publishing.
Yes.
Very good. Well, in Des Moines, we're very familiar with that. So, well, let's talk about, this, kind of zero in on this five-step pivot. And why is the ability to pivot so important today?
The ability to pivot has really become an essential skill. We are living in an age of accelerated change. We're living in a technological revolution. I would say the only constant now is change. And so people actually of all ages need to be prepared to pivot. Certainly those who are 50 plus, many of them are thinking about their second act, sometimes unfortunately because of ageism in the workplace, and they have been aged out, which is sad, mm-hmm. but realistic for many people. Sometimes it's because people are going back into the workforce. They've had a financial, downfall, and so they may have left the workforce thinking that they didn't, they no longer had to work, and suddenly find they do. Sometimes it's people post-divorce financial pressures. Sometimes people are coming back after child rearing, and suddenly the workplace has changed. So we're living in an age of constant disruption. I can't think of almost any field that has not been disrupted. And so the skills that one has had may no longer be the ones that people are looking for. There are new technologies. Sometimes, your employer may think you no longer have the tools that you now need for that employment. And so there's just so many people who are seeking another form of employment and are confused about it. And by the way, it's also, while we're talking maybe about midlife and the more senior years, the mm-hmm. fact is that even millennials who really are very focused on having purpose in their life, finding meaning in their jobs, they are also kind of in a stage of pivoting. If they're at a job that they don't like, well, they're ready to pivot. And so the question becomes how to do that, and some people have a much easier time than others. And I wrote this article on the five-step pivot because in my career coaching, I really kept finding that there are people who get stuck and really needed a lot of help in figuring out how to pivot.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. And let's explore that more. So why do some people have an easier time finding employment outside their specialty area and others seem to get stuck?
To a large extent, the ability to pivot depends on how you see yourself as well as your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see yourself as your job, for instance, if you're a newspaper reporter and that's how you think of yourself and suddenly you no longer have a job, then you're going to be flummoxed because the fact is the newspaper industry is not one that is thriving. But if you see yourself as somebody who is a curious person, who loves investigating, then, you know, suddenly the world opens up. I can think of somebody I know who was a newspaper reporter who then became a detective. I mean, that was a creative, you know, a recognition that she was more than her job. So one needs to be able to, you know, think a little bit out of the box and also have the confidence to recognize that, I am more than, even, you know, if I've been an editor for years, even if I've been a watchmaker for years, even if I've been a salesperson for years, I have other skills and I need to, you know, really think about that. But it does take a certain amount of confidence. Some people really need the encouragement. And there's also a very big problem of people getting stuck. I talk about it as getting over getting angry. So in order to move on, you need to sort of mourn what you're leaving behind. People can be very angry if they've been fired or laid off. They can feel resentful. They can feel jealous if somebody took their place. And while these are very normal reactions and one should process them, at some point you need to move on. Mm-hmm. You can't get stuck in the mud, you know, of resentment and anger. You'll become paralyzed. So it's, you know, there are a lot of things at play why sometimes we have to move on to the next phase. And being able to accept that is really the first step to moving forward.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, in your article, you talk about PIVOT as an acronym for 5 key factors in making a successful change in your work. Now, tell us more about these 5 key factors.
Sure. So I said the P in PIVOT is for philosophy, and this is about the mindset. So what is the unfinished emotional business that is tripping you up from moving forward? Again, I said anger, resentment, it could be jealousy, whatever negativity, whatever bad karma you have because of why you're in this situation. Yes, you need to mourn it. You absolutely need to mourn it, but then you need to move on. And there are so many circumstances that kind of catapulted you into this situation. But whatever the reason, you also need to realize you're not alone. You also need to realize that whoever you may be interviewing with in the future, they are by now very accustomed to considering candidates who work at businesses that have folded or laid off staff. So many people carry the shame with them. So in terms of your philosophy, you need to spend some time working through what is holding you back and then let it go. Mm-hmm. Just let it go so you can have a positive future.
Mm-hmm.
The I in PIVOT is for insight. That's about taking stock of who you are beyond your job. As I said, you're not just a newspaper reporter. You're somebody who's very, very curious. You're somebody who likes to find things out. You've got great repertorial skills. So what are your skills? What are your strengths? You know, you need to kind of channel those and then maybe make a list of them. I mean, really just actually list your skills and strengths, kind of put pen to paper. And a lot of us are, you know, we're trained not to be boastful. We're trained not to think a lot of ourselves. And so it may be hard for some people to come up with not just the skills of what they do, but what they bring to the party. And so speak with family members and speak with friends. And what do you think that I have that is special? It may be that you're a people person, that you're a passionate person, that you're an enthusiastic person, or that you're an out-of-the-box thinker. All of those things, you know, we tend to take for granted who we are,
mm-hmm.
but really consider what you have that's special about you, because that's going to open up possibilities in the job market. The V in PIVOT is for vision, and it's about thinking expansively. It's, you know, not feeling paralyzed by what your job picture has been in the past, what your employment has been in the past. You really need to think about, well, what can I do that's something new? And envision varied ways you might utilize your skills. And sometimes, by the way, people are really held back by their egos. So, yes, I can imagine things I want to do, but they're not as prestigious as what I once did, or they're not as well paying as what I once did. And people do need to be realistic about the job market as well. So don't hamper yourself. Don't kind of suppress any ideas. Really think of all the possibilities and how you might be able to move on. And don't confine yourself by limitations that you impose on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the O is really about other skills. So one of the things I encourage people to do is, to go on LinkedIn is a
I
fantastic
think
tool
LinkedIn
because
is powerful, yes.
very powerful and for numerous reasons. And for one reason is you get to see everybody's resume up there. Never used to be able to see that. You
Right.
can see you basically have everybody's resume. So let's say you're interested in a particular job, you can kind of Google that position and you see who comes up. Now, first of all, you're seeing how that person presented themselves, and so you can kind of learn a lot of tricks like, might be a good way for me to position myself. But what you're also seeing when you look at job listings, whether it's on Indeed or LinkedIn, or you're looking at other people who have positions that you would like, you're seeing what other skills are needed. So that O in pivot is for other skills, and that you may very well have to fill in gaps in your education, in terms of tools you'll need for your job. And again, the great news is you may not even have to leave your house. There are so many online, places where you can learn the skills. There's, LinkedIn has lynda.com. There are courses on Score. There's Coursera. There's something called General Assembly. There are lots of places to learn additional skills, to get additional certifications. So when you are unemployed, when you are looking to pivot, don't use that time well. And yes, use it for job searching. Yes, use it for taking stock. And also start, continuing your education so that when you do go on a job interview, you can really speak to how you've used your time well. And finally, the T in pivot is for transformation. It's like, how do you spin that transformation? How do you spin your story? You have to have a presentation that is confident. And you have to believe that your skills are transferable and that you are worthy of this second act and of this pivot. And so it's about crafting your story, and it's crafting your story on LinkedIn and on your resume, and it's also crafting your story by talking with friends or seeking a career counselor and really becoming fluid in how you talk about your qualifications for this new position, because you are making a change. And if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't really see that this is the obvious next step for you, that you are bringing so much to this next position, then others won't believe it. So it's really about practice making perfect. It's about honing your phone and in-person presentation skills. Many, many jobs now, they have many phone interviews before you even get to be there in person. So role play, and become strong and confident about, talking about your transformation.
Right, that's excellent. And I love how you put that all together. Easy to remember and definitely very practical. Well, how can you as a consultant help someone pivot?
Well, it's really walking them through all of these steps. And a lot of it, to some extent, there's a little bit of therapy involved, to be quite honest, because sometimes people have to kind of look inside. They have to look deep, like, what went wrong? Or if you were fired, well, what went wrong with that position? What do I need to change? Or what is good about me? What that's special? And not everybody finds that easy. And you have to really point out, no, not everybody has that talent. It's really every step along the way. I kind of think of this, a pivot to me is a little bit like dance choreography. You have to master one step at a time. And part of what a consultant can do is to help somebody feel less overwhelmed and also less pessimistic, make them, you only need one job offer. And to help them kind of progress step by step in this. And I think it's a really positive experience for people because they gain a tremendous amount of confidence and ability to see themselves more expansively and to realize that, I do have a lot to offer in the world. Now, some people can do this by themselves, and some people really can use the coaching. And, but I think it's very exciting to see. I will say, as a consultant, it's extremely rewarding. It's extremely rewarding to see somebody flourish in their next phase.
Yeah, no, I definitely can see that. I mean, this is my focus now, and I absolutely love to help people navigate through this. And what you're doing is wonderful. Well, we talked a
Thank
little
you.
bit about LinkedIn, but what other tools are available and that may not be being utilized by people who are searching for jobs?
Sure. Well, because of the internet, there are so many. And so, First of all, you want to get a once you kind of decide what areas you want to explore for your pivot, where you want to go, you can really see the competitive landscape. You can see, first of all, what job offers are there, certainly, of course, and we know about the job sites. But you can also see, for instance, if you're about to go on an interview, I would suggest very much, I always ask, tell my clients to look on the social media channels of the company you're about to interview with. Because, yes, you want to go on their website, you want to see how they present themselves, you want to learn about the company. But by going on social media channels like Twitter and LinkedIn, you're seeing what is literally on their mind at the moment. How are they trying to promote themselves right now? And so when you have the interview, you are really up to the minute in terms of where the company is at. So that those are tremendous. So going on a Facebook page, following them on LinkedIn, following them on Twitter, right away you are engaging with that company. You want to go in there being knowledgeable. You also want to use media chat, social media channels, and this is certainly where it was really my branding. You see, I went from business branding, and then that led to personal branding, and then it went to career coaching, sort of, and because it's all so tied in. So with personal branding, social media offers you the opportunity to present yourself. And so whatever your area of expertise is, you have a way of entering the national conversation by posting on Twitter, even if you're just retweeting and even if you're just liking, you're starting to make your mark. And so that people are going to look you up on social media when they hire you. They're not only going to look at your resume, and they are going to see what happens. So if you're on, Twitter and you have engaged in the area of expertise for which you're applying, that shows a commitment. And let's see what else. There are lots of organizations. So, for instance, there's something called SCORE, which is for retired executives. And if you are thinking about going out on your own, many people, their second act, their pivot, is to be entrepreneurial. And again, the opportunities are immense now to be entrepreneurial because you don't even have to pay for advertising. You can have your website, and then you can have your social media, and you're basically out there with your new business. But there are people who can help you, and SCORE is a wonderful organization that does have actual physical offices throughout the country, but it also has an online presence where you can take courses from, really excellent retired executives. And these, they run the gamut. They can help you develop business plans. They can help you with your social media. They can help you with data analysis. So that is very, very powerful as well. I did mention General Assembly. That is another organization that I think is international. They offer classes at different sites internationally, but they also offer online classes. So, and again, as I mentioned, when you're finding gaps in your resume, don't despair. One thing I want to point out is people get very discouraged when they see that there are these job descriptions. They go, "Yeah, but I don't have three of these skills, etc." Well, the truth is, right now, almost nobody has all the skills that are being asked for because the technologies are coming at you so
That's
fast and
true. That's
furious.
very true.
There are very few people who have every single skill noted. So you can quickly, get up to date. You can quickly get up to date and by taking these online classes. So, and I would not in any way discourage somebody from applying for something because they do not have every single skill. You have to remember what your major strengths are and that you can be a quick study either before you get to a job or even once you're there. So, I think there's one thing that's very, very key in the pivot, a successful pivot, is it really helps if you are a curious person. If you are somebody who loves to learn, then the age that we're living in is wonderful because you're not necessarily intimidated by the fact that there are so many new skills and there's so much new learning involved in it, but you find it kind of fascinating and interesting and almost a good challenge. It's if you're not curious, if you don't love to learn, it's a hard time right now because things are changing and new learning is kind of required. So try to enter into a field where you that you genuinely enjoy so that you will be able to keep up. And also, get enormous satisfaction from it.
Right, Miriam, that's excellent advice. Very, very good. And actually, I've followed some of it, and I can follow more of it. That's very good.
Okay, great.
What are some of the biggest mistakes people make in their jobs that hurt them later when they want or need to pivot?
Well, I would say the biggest job people make, the biggest mistake people make in their jobs is burning bridges. Never to burn a bridge, because it's a small world. And actually, with social media, it's smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for many years I worked in publishing, and publishing is a small world. Right away, you brought up Meredith. There you
right.
go. You know, that's one of the major companies. So you want to maintain very good relationships. But even if you're not in an industry that seems small, it is a small world, and people can contact your former employers, and reputations are they get around. And the biggest thing is that it's so, so helpful if you develop positive relationships with those you work with, because really the ideal is that those professional relationships become to some extent friendships that you can turn to, so that when you are looking for a job, you can turn to that person and say, well, how is it to work there? Or what do you suggest? Or who do you know that I might speak with? And truthfully, for many, many years, I was on LinkedIn simply because so many people I knew were getting laid off from magazines. And I just felt, I want you to know everybody I know. I want to be able, I'll be happy to connect you.
Sure.
So, you know, maintaining the positive relationships is the most important thing you can do. I would also say, whatever job you're at, really maximize the opportunities for learning. Take on as much as you can. I mean, you may want to have a less pressure job, but the fact is, all of that learning, all of those different experiences will serve you very, very well in the future. So, I think people making the most of the jobs that they have is very, very important, and to appreciate it. Sometimes people take for granted the jobs they have, but it's only afterwards that they realize, oh, you know what? I was in a really good space, and I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Well, I always like to ask, what else should I have asked you that our listeners need to know? What other words of wisdom on this topic do you want to share for people, you know, 50 plus or anyone who's searching for a new position?
Well, I think I would just say that maintaining a positive mindset mm-hmm. is very, very important, and you need to do whatever that takes, because sometimes I have worked with clients where it has taken a long time, and it's taken longer than they thought to get a job. People sometimes aren't that realistic, and they don't realize how much competition is, enormous, enormous competition out there. So because so many people are looking for jobs. So believe in yourself. Figure out how to apportion your day if you are seeking a job and currently unemployed, so that you spend a certain amount of time, you know, looking for jobs, a certain amount of time honing your skills, a certain amount of time being with friends and socializing and networking, and a certain amount of time self-care, working out, feeling fit. If you don't feel good physically, it's very, very hard to present yourself in a positive way. So I think staying positive is so important. And I guess the one thing I will say is that I often tell people I coach is that when people hire you, they're hiring energy. Yes, I want somebody smart. Yes, I want somebody nice. But I also want somebody who's bringing fire in the belly, who's bringing a positive energy, who's bringing a good attitude. And so when you walk in the door of an interview, you know, sometimes you're having a not such a great day. It's a little bit of an acting job.
Mm-hmm.
But really put yourself in a mindset where you're feeling positive and you're communicating an energy that I'm going to bring an energy to this job. I think that's very important. It's not talked about a lot. But I even know as a boss, you know, sometimes I always was conscious that I've always been conscious that my mood sets the tone for the entire staff. And so I have to have an energy, because otherwise people either draw from it, or if you're drained, they'll be drained.
Yeah.
So it's very important, you know, can't overestimate that mindset.
No, I think that's so true. And it is contagious. You know, whatever the yes. mindset is, it is contagious, and the tone is set at the top, particularly, you know, by leaders, you know. So, Miriam,
yes.
you've given us so much to think about. I can't thank you enough. And the emphasis in this series is on learning and how to make the rest of life the best of life. And so I just want to say thank you. You've given us much to think about. And at any age, honestly, at any age, everyone can benefit from your advice. So thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.